Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. You know, I'm not a woman, but I could talk about women because the Bible tells me about women. So I'm going to talk a little bit about women. How's that? 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 1, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of their wives. Isn't that something? The first objective Peter has here is for a woman to subject herself to her husband, mainly so she could soften his heart to hear the word of God. Because that's the ultimate goal, salvation. So he's even saying the greatest weapon a woman has, think of this, the greatest power that a woman has, particularly in a situation where the husband is not saved, is to subject herself to her husband. It almost sounds like it's opposite that, but it isn't. Let's read it again. Wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Now, I do believe the Lord is talking here through Peter. He's not talking about going against Jesus or denying Christ. No, but just in your everyday activity, know your role in the household. Let the husband rule the roost. Yes, somebody has to be the leader. And we're told here, wives, subject yourselves to your own husbands. But the beauty of this is, that's where your power is. That power is so strong that, believe this through faith, if you have an unbelieving husband, now, first of all, if your husband is unbelieving, and you know he's unbelieving because you see it through his fruits, you're going to have faith that this verse right here is true. I'll read it. If any obey not the word, so let's say you have a husband that does not obey the word of God. They also without the word. So maybe he doesn't have the literal word of God shoved in his mouth. Maybe he doesn't have the teachings. Maybe he's not listening to tapes or going to Wednesday night meetings. But he'll be won by the conduct or conversation of the wife. Boy, that's strong, wives. That's strong. Because this is the word of the Lord telling us this. So wives, don't give up. Don't think you have to be the boss to win your husband over to Christ. It's just the opposite. Just like everything else in this world system. Anything where you think you're reasoning it out using quote-unquote common sense, common education, common psychology, it's usually wrong, just like here. You want to be an influence on your unsaved husband? Let him rule the roost. Yes. While they behold your chaste conversation, conduct, coupled with fear. Sooner or later, that man is going to start fearing you because his insane activity, his nasty behavior, is no longer ruling over your emotions, ladies. It's not directing your path because you're standing firm on the rock, not going by what you see in that husband. He might be a drunk. He might be a louse. He might be a bum. But you're subjecting yourself to him regardless. In the situations where it's adhered to, and eventually, he's going to get scared because he's going to say, my wife has a power that no screaming, no yelling, no nagging would ever accomplish. Her chaste behavior, her good conversation, her holy conduct will put fear in an unbelieving husband because of what the Lord tells us here. And then he goes on to warn a woman. because you might be trying to win your husband's attention. You might be trying to change your husband by how you look, by the outside appearance versus the chaste woman inside. So he warns us here. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, do not let your adorning be on the outward with the plaiting, the braiding of the hair, in the wearing of gold, or the putting on of clothes. How many women think that they could win their lousy husband over by being more attractive, looking better, staying more fit? No, that's not it, gang. No. It's what's in your heart, ladies, that's going to save that man's soul. It's in your heart, which is going to put fear in him, not the outward appearance. I'm not saying, you know, look like you crawled out of a sewer every day. I'm not saying that. But outside of your regular hygiene, you don't have to try to be the Queen of England every day in how you look to please him, because that's not going to change it. That's not going to change it. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is a great price. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that peaceful? Isn't that simple? Isn't that easy to understand? But how do you gain a quiet spirit and a meek spirit if you're dealing with a husband that might be out of control? Well, there again, you live by faith and not by sight. You don't go by what you see. What you see is a manifestation of a man's heart. So then you go into spiritual warfare. You keep your mouth shut and you start praying. You keep your mouth shut and you start behaving. And you hold fast to what the Lord said right here, that you will have authority over that husband. You will put fear in his heart. Not by trying to gain him through lustly means, trying to do whatever it takes to get him to be attracted to you with your gold and your hair and all that. Sure, you know, I've been married 44 years. I love it when my wife looks a little nice. But you got to be kidding me. I don't even, you know, it's my wife. I love my wife. It's her spirit. It's who she is. She has her ups and downs just like I do. But you learn to live with one another and roll with the punches. And you trust in God through the valleys. You go through the trials together. And you just love one another. You just love one another. But it's the hidden man of the heart. And a nice verse here, it says, which is not corruptible. So, you know, the hair, the clothes, the gold, the hair is going to get gray. The moths are going to eventually eat the clothes. And the gold is going to get tarnished and burn. So maybe it has its twinkling for a season, because there's pleasure in sin for a season. But the fruits of the Spirit show eternity. Yes, they do. Here we go. For after this manner is the old time, the holy women who trusted in God adorn themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. So they actually, and he goes on to talk about first about Sarah obeying Abraham and how she behaved. For even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to the knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So Paul does come around. He gives the men a couple of hints too. But out of 9 verses, 7 are dedicated to basically the woman with an unsaved husband not to put her faith in what she's seeing, but let the hidden man in her heart guide her conversation, guide her conduct, guide how she behaves. And you're promised here, because the word of God is true, that somewhere along the line, he's going to get a fear in him and something will take place. And husbands, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to the knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Give honor to the wife. Realize what she's done. Has she borne your children? Is she taking care of the house? Has she made you food? Has she gone to work? Honor that. Thank her for that. Yes. Realize who you have in a wife. Out of all the billion of women in the world, your wife is special. Your wife is yours and you're hers. What a bond. A man and a woman. What a bond, the way the Lord originally wanted it. Yes. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to the knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto a weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers not be hindered. What a hidden gem right there. Imagine that. You could be a missionary. You could sell all your money, give it to the missions. You could do all this, but if you and your wife aren't more or less subjecting yourselves to one another, you could say, obviously the man being the head, but your prayers could be hindered because of that, just because of that. Strife within the household, strife between the husband and the wife. And I believe a lot of times the prayers are hindered because your flesh nature is so overcome by anxiety and bitterness and hatred and fighting and screaming and yelling that your brain and your soul are so anxious in spousal arguments and fights that you're far away from the Spirit, because the Spirit is quiet. The Spirit is confident. The Spirit weighs the situation. The Holy Spirit discerns the situation. And when you're off the cuff, when you've flipped out in the flesh, you lose your peace. You lose your peace. So wife, protect your husband by subjecting yourself to him. Husband, honor your wife by realizing she is the weaker vessel. I guess you could say that means have some patience with her since she's a little weaker. You know, love her. Don't be too quick to form opinions of certain situations. I believe that that is what that means. But that's what the Lord warns us about, gang. Let's love one another. And it goes on to say, finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love his brethren. Be pitiful and be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrary to this, blessings, knowing that you are there unto called, that you will inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew, that means turn away, from evil. And do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Go after it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. God bless you. Let's all stay in the fight for Jesus.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.